Good, how are you?
Good, doing great, you. Mate. What's going on?
Well, I'm going to school this morning and, yeah.
Oh, you're looking forward to school on a Monday morning?
Yeah, well, I've got the athletics carnival today.
Oh, good stuff.
Great.
By the way, this is a very strange conversation to have with somebody who raised $1.6 million for Australian farmers last year. How incredible, Jack. You're going to school today and you're doing this all again this year for Fiverr for a Farmer 2019. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. August the 2nd is the date, and we're going to make it bigger and better.
That's so cool, Jack.
This is incredible. I'm sure everybody tells you that when they speak to you, that this is amazing that you've organised all of this. How are you going to be making it bigger and better this year, mate?
Well, we're going to reach out to more people, and we're really trying to push one of the ideas that we thought of early this year, which is to buy all Australian produce, which is really important because it's really giving back to the farmers.
That's fantastic. Jack, when you started this, did you think it was going to get as big as it was, or did you really just, you've been blown away by how enormous this project has become?
Oh, I never thought I'd get this far. All in the start, I thought my school would do it and it would be just a nice thing to do. And it kind of all went the opposite way, and everyone was asking what to do and when to do it, and there was no actual plan for it, but because we just had the idea.
Yeah.
It's just grown. Jack, all sorts of things have been bought for farmers, Visa gift cards, hay bale runs, water tanks, all that sort of stuff. Now, $1.6 million last year. Why did you start this, Jack? What made you go, you know what, I want to do something? At 10 years of age, you're 11 now, but what made you go, I'm going to do something about this?
Well, I was actually in class and I was watching a video on the farmers. And I was just really surprised about what was happening and how kids were missing out on school to help their mum and dad. And they just had no support, and I could imagine it was so hard for them. And I wanted to do something about it. So I went home that day and I was talking to Mum about it, and she just looked at me like I was some crazy person. Like, what are you talking about? What drought? When? Where? And I was asking my dad, my sister, and no one knew what I was talking about. So then I started writing an email to anyone who could get the message out about the drought, and I was thinking of the idea in school already, and I talked about that and how we could do all this stuff and dress up as a farmer and bring in $5. And when we did it, the whole thing the next morning kind of went crazy, and I kind of just went to school as normal. And then it was about 2 o'clock and Mum walked into school and I was like, oh, this is weird. And the first thing she said to me is, sunrise are coming.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a strange thing to hear about a normal school day. Yeah, the TV's coming. Yeah. Oh, this is fantastic, Jack. 1,100 schools last year, 500 kindergartens, 600 workplaces, even bigger and better is what we're aiming for this year. Mate, I know you've probably heard it from a million different people, but you are a little legend, and it's absolutely amazing what you've been able to do. So good on you, buddy.
Incredible.
Well done for getting that Fiverr for a Farmer together. Jack, well done.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye.